Well, if you heard our news bulletins throughout the day, you would have heard Emma-Rose Callaghan talking about the fundraiser, which took place throughout the day involving the Donegal GAA team and management as they raised funds for 10-month-old baby Olivia Livy Mulhern. I think most of the players, if not all of them, have arrived back safely in Ballybuffet. Joining us now on the line is Donegal manager Declan Bonner. Declan, a very good evening.
Good evening, Oisín.
Welcome to the programme, and has everybody been welcomed back safe and sound to Ballybuffet for this challenge?
Yeah, they have. No, yeah, it's been brilliant, to be quite honest, Oisín. It's been a long day, but it's been brilliant. The clubs, the support we got from all the clubs, and the people at Donegal has been brilliant, you know.
Yeah, so just to recap, each of the 39 clubs, the football clubs in the county, got a visit today from Donegal players on the bikes.
They did, exactly, yeah. Some groups left around at 9:30 this morning. I came from with the Guido groups starting off at 10. So, yeah, we just arrived in there not that long ago, about half an hour ago, 40 minutes ago now, just before 5 o'clock. So, yeah, big turnouts everywhere. The clubs right around the county have been brilliant. And, it's for a very, very good cause, and hopefully that we can get money that's going to help raise the required money.
Yeah, and of course the GoFundMe page is still open. Team Donegal for Team Livy. The target there, Declan, just to remind us once again.
Yeah, it's huge. It's over two million, and I think over the last I think it was at about 1.6, 1.7. So hopefully now, and the quicker the money's raised, and the lines will be kept open now over the next maybe week, 10 days from our point of view, and hopefully that we can get those funds in. But as I said, right round the county today, it's just been a brilliant, I feel good atmosphere out among all the clubs, and it's great to see the numbers. And again, you had to respect the social distancing, and we done that. But as I said, been really, really strong, and it's been a powerful day all round.
Yeah, and once again, the GA community is showing how big their family is, because it was great earlier in the day seeing the videos on the official Donegal page of the players leaving the respected starting day, and all the various other clubs then posting online as well. And again, it just shows how big the family is of GA in the county, Declan.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Oisín, exactly, and the people of Donegal have said that GA family is huge, and in the time of need, sometimes we feel maybe a bit isolated up here in the northwest of the country, but when it comes to something like this here, the whole county rolls in, and you can see that today. You can see it over the last couple of days, and especially today with the players and management going around all the clubs, and the welcome we got from all those clubs, they couldn't do enough. Arriving, the whole group arriving in the Ballybuffet then around about 10 to 5, which was brilliant. I think there'll be a few tired bodies in the morning, Oisín, including myself, yeah. But no, it's been great, and it's been a really worthwhile cause. And as I say, the main reason is to get that money in for Livy, and it's important that money's in as quickly as possible for her to have that operation to give her a better life.
Yeah. A few of you boys may have saddle sores come the morning, Declan.
Listen, it's going to be. It'll take a couple of days for the recovery, all right, Oisín. But we'll be fine. We'll get there. But no, again, from our point of view, from the players and management, it was as I said, a very, very worthwhile cause. It's great to get to see the people. We haven't seen a lot of people for over the last 3 or 4 months with all the lockdowns, and you miss the GAA when it's not there. But when we do come together as one family, it's so powerful, so strong. And as I say, that was quite evident out there today.
Okay, one other reminder: the GoFundMe page is GoFundMe.com, and you can search Team Donegal for a Team Livy. Just when we have you on the line, Declan, and there's a lot of football coming up now with the club championship, which gets underway on the 2nd of August, or the first weekend in August, which is the 1st, 2nd and 3rd. You're going to have to wait for the inter-county season to start in October, but you'll be keeping a very, very close eye on the championship, and you'll be keeping a very close eye on your players and how they are performing and getting through the campaigns.
Yeah, exactly. The month of August is going to be a very important month. All the lads got into competitive action and the regional leagues this weekend, and next weekend is round two of those regional leagues, and then we go straight into the championship. So yeah, August is going to be a very, very important month, and some interesting matches going to take place. So yeah, going to keep a close eye on that there, and we're not due back and then until around, I think, the 14th of September. So hopefully, as I said, all these players come through, and that when we do come back in at the start of our campaign to defend our Ulster title, that we have a clean bill of health. So looking forward to the club championship now, and you know these weeks won't be long going in, Oisín, and as I say, I'll definitely be keeping a close eye on all of what's happening around the county.
Yeah, you do say you keep a close eye on it, Declan, but I'm sure it's an edgy period as well for a county management, as players have a lot of games, and obviously you want everybody fit come the time they're available for inter-county.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You can see it around the county at the minute in terms of a lot of clubs and a lot of people picking up injuries. That's to be expected, because you know you're out of football for 3 to 4 months and you're only going back in over the last number of weeks, and there's people picking up knocks here and there. But yeah, and the fact that there's four championship matches and a 5 week spell in August, it's going to be demanding. There's no doubt about that there. And you will be waiting anxiously. You will be waiting anxiously over the phone and to make sure that these players come through on skate, you know.
Yeah. Just one final question, Declan, and I'll let you go. You did put in a man of the match performance in a big championship game for Narossa last year. Is Declan Warner going to be back playing club championship this year?
No, I don't think so, Oisín. I think I keep saying I'll try and give that a miss.
You've been saying that the last 5 years, Declan.
You might hear a bit of noise in the background. Some of the lads have come back in here now, hey, so yeah. It's going to get a bit noisier. But no, I doubt it very much, Oisín, but I think I'll give that a miss.
Okay,
I think the boots are finally hung up.
Yeah, pass on our congratulations, Declan, to everybody involved today, because you've done a super job. Well done.